On today's Kids Corner, Liz is scared out of his wits.
What's that? It sounds like a horrible three-legged monster.
No! Ah! No!
Stay tuned. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
The coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
The bright lights of the carnival danced before Liz's eyes, beckoning him to experience yet another thrill ride, or perhaps to play the next boardwalk game of chance. Ah, this was living! Liz couldn't remember the last time he felt so alive. There he stood, transfixed, hopelessly undecided between
the stomach churner
or taking a stab at winning
the giant stuffed ninja gecko,
which could be won by knocking down three tiny cactus juice bottles perched high on top of wooden barrels. He decided to try his luck at winning the ninja gecko when suddenly he heard,
Liz! Liz!
I'm over here, Lucille!
Let's go! Moria's saving us a spot in line on the stomach churner!
Lucille, first I've gotta win the giant stuffed ninja gecko!
Ah, Liz, you're never gonna win! Those cactus bottles are rigged just so. They're impossible to knock down.
Yeah, well, it just so happens that impossible is my middle name.
Yeah, that's what you said at the last seven booths.
Yeah, well, don't remind me.
The carnival booth attendant handed Liz a baseball.
All right, stand back, folks. I can feel the power.
Liz planted his feet firmly, gripped the ball, and tossed it in the air three times. Then, without warning, he fired it at the unsuspecting cactus juice bottles. The ball shot out of his hand and headed nowhere near the bottles.
Oh, man!
But then, it ricocheted off the prize shelf and fell straight down, hitting the top bottle and sending the other two flying off the wooden barrel.
Oh,
yeah. Guys and girls, will you look at that? This is what you call a true spectacle.
Oh, yeah.
In all my life, I've never seen it done quite like that before. We have another big winner, folks. Right here at the cactus bottle knockdown. So, what'll it be?
Oh, the giant stuffed ninja gecko, please, sir.
Well, kid, I'm only supposed to give you the small prize for your first set of bottles, but after that amazing troll,
forget about it. Here you go, kid.
Yeah.
Who wants to go next? Who's our next big winner?
Hey, look, it's Granny Gecko. Hi, Granny.
Oh, hey, Granny.
Well, Liz, that is an impressive prize you've got there.
Granny, this is the ultimate of prizes. Yeah. The giant stuffed ninja gecko.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Well, my. I used to know a ninja gecko back in my time. He was an actor on television.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
So what are you doing here, Granny?
Well, actually, I'm on my way over to the dunking booth to drop Grandpa and Noli in some freezing cold water.
Oh, okay.
And you know, Liz, with that arm of yours, maybe you ought to come along with me.
Well, you know what? Now that I've got this baby all warmed up, my aim is unstoppable.
And speaking of strong arms, Liz,
yes.
You know, I need someone to help me carry some large, heavy boxes tomorrow. Do you think you could give me a hand?
Oh, Granny, I'd be happy to help you out.
Great. Well, just meet me at my house at 9 a.m.
Okay.
I'll have some hot chocolate brewing for you.
Oh, man, this night just keeps getting better. So, where are we taking the boxes, Granny?
Well, we just need to drop them off at the Shady Knolls Retirement Community.
The Shady Knolls Retirement Community?
Yes, and I'll see you sharp at 9 a.m. Thanks, Liz.
The Shady Knolls Retirement Community?
Uh-huh. Now I'm off to dunk Grandpa Noli. Bye-bye, kids.
Bye, Granny.
See you later.
That was really nice of you, Liz. Liz?
The Shady Knolls?
Yeah.
Retirement community.
Yeah, so what up? What's the matter with you?
I just can't go with Granny tomorrow.
Why not?
Shady Knolls is full of old people.
Build up your faith each week with the Kids Corner devotions. Now available at kidscorner.net. Included each week is a Casey's Day comic, illustrating the theme of the week through the eyes of three Christian kids. You can download the audio and listen along with hosts Dexter.
I'm Dexter.
And Marilisa.
I'm Marilisa.
So check out the Kids Corner Weekly Devotional, now available at kidscorner.net.
The very next morning, Liz rode his bike up to Granny Gecko's. Granny had all the boxes neatly stacked on her front porch, and Liz quickly loaded them into her truck. He thought he might get out of delivering them to Shady Knoll's until...
Hop in, Liz. Let's get these supplies over to Shady Knoll's.
When they arrived, Liz quickly unloaded the boxes and stacked them in the storage closet. As he set down the last box, he turned, expecting to see Granny, but she was nowhere in sight.
Granny? Granny!
A chill ran down Liz's spine. As he headed down the hallway, he could hear his heart pound louder and louder. He peered into the first room he came to.
Granny! Granny, are you in there?
No one answered, so Liz poked in his head to get a better look. An old gecko lady lay in a bed. Tubes ran to her mouth and from her nose. Electrical monitors beeped and other machines made churning noises.
I'm sorry. I was looking for... I thought that maybe Granny had come in.
The old gecko lady tried to talk, but to Liz it sounded like a moan from one of the late-night monster movies he wasn't supposed to watch.
I'll just be going now. Bye.
Liz dashed out of the room and ran down the hallway when suddenly he froze.
What's that? It sounds like a horrible three-legged monster.
No! No! Why are you screaming, boy?
I screamed because you screamed. Why'd you scream?
I didn't expect to see you standing there, and you look like you just seen a ghost.
I thought you were Frankensnake.
I just forgot to comb my hair this morning.
Right. I'm looking for Granny Gecko.
Down the hall in the game room.
Thank you.
Crazy kid.
Granny was playing pool with an elderly gecko, who Liz thought moved pretty well for an old guy.
Oh, Granny!
Liz! Hi, honey. All done?
Yep, all done. Good. Finished. Ready to leave, depart, and go. Time to head off, Granny. Come on, let's hit the road. Let's go.
Liz, what's the rush?
Well,
I'd like you to meet William. He's an old friend of mine.
Call me Willie. Three toes Willie, to be exact.
it's nice to meet you, Mr. Willie. Mr. Three Toes. Liz?
Not Mr. Just Three Toes, Willie. And it's nice to meet you too, fella.
Thanks,
I hope you're a bit more of a challenge than Myrna here.
Oh, now. Who's Myrna?
I am, Liz.
No, your name is Granny Gecko.
Granny Gecko.
Yeah.
Now, Liz, do you honestly think that my parents named me Granny?
I guess I never really thought of it. I
but
guess
you
not.
Can still call me Granny.
Thanks.
And so can you, Three Toes, you old coot.
Oh, absolutely, Myrna. Wouldn't dream of calling you anything else.
Now, I'm going to go back to the kitchen and unpack some of those supplies.
I'll help you,
no,
Granny.
No, you won't, fella. I have a game to play.
Now, that is a great idea.
No,
Liz,
but...
now, you just stay right here. You got to keep Willie out of trouble.
Oh.
But be warned, he is mighty good.
Granny, could I talk to you for a minute?
Oh, of course, Liz. What is it, honey?
In private.
Oh, well, excuse us. Just one second, William.
Not a problem.
What is it, Liz?
Granny, I'm kind of... Granny, I'm scared.
What on earth for?
Well, I mean, it's just that all these people are really, really old, and they're kind of creepy.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, their skin is all wrinkled and...
Liz.
And their hair is white.
Liz.
Or, in some cases, completely gone.
Liz!
Yes, Granny?
Liz, what color is my hair?
White?
That's right. And what about my skin? Is it smooth and young?
No, Granny, it's wrinkled.
Mm-hmm.
But that's different.
Now, how's that?
Well, because you're Granny.
Well, so are these people.
Well,
they are all someone's Granny or Grandpa.
But I'm used to you. I'm not used to them.
Well, you'll soon get used to them, too. I mean, they are all just wonderful people.
I just kind of got spooked when I couldn't find you.
Well, that's understandable. But Willie is a good friend. And even though he's got wrinkly skin and white hair, if you pay attention to him, you might be surprised at what you can learn from him.
You two gonna yak all day?
Oh, listen.
I ain't getting any younger. Come on, son, let's get this game a-going.
Yeah, now come on, Liz. You'll have fun, and I'll just be down the hall.
Okay.
So, Liz, what brings you to Shady Knolls?
I'm just helping out Granny.
What'd you usually be doing on a Saturday morning?
Well, my friends and I.
Nice shot.
Thanks. Usually we just go to the water hole to swim or play baseball or just ride our bikes around town and pretend.
One for you, gay.
Wow, that was some slam. Where'd you learn that?
Just a little something I picked up when I was in the Army.
Whoa. Dude, you were in the Army?
Yep. Long time ago.
That is so cool.
Had quite a time back then, let me tell you.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm really surprised.
About what, son?
Well, I mean, when I came here today, I thought, well, you know, that everybody would be kind of...
Old, wrinkled, snoring, and totally boring.
Well...
don't worry, I thought the same thing when I came.
You did?
And then I figured this place is what I make it.
Oh.
And if I'm not tired, boring, and snoring, then why should I act that way?
Well, you don't at all. In fact, you know, I gotta ask, why are you living here?
Well, a lot of people at Shady Knolls are like me, full of life.
Really?
And others are, well, they used to be, but now they're having a hard time getting along.
Okay.
My wife's like that. I moved here because she needed some special care. Care that I couldn't give her.
Oh.
But I see her every day.
Well, that's nice.
So, exactly what is it that you and your friends pretend to be while you're riding your bikes around town, huh?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, now, don't go getting bashful on me here.
Well... sometimes we pretend we're heroes.
Heroes, you say?
Yeah.
Really? What kind?
Oh, you know, the usual.
Oh, tell me.
Well, mostly we like to pretend we're action heroes or sometimes detectives, you know, stuff like that.
You don't say.
Yeah. Oh, and I used to pretend like I was one of the ninja geckos.
Well, now you're talking, boy. I love the ninja geckos.
No, really?
Absolutely. They were my favorite.
Oh, cool. I didn't know they had ninja geckos way back...
In prehistoric times?
Well, no, I
no,
mean...
No, it's all right. It was a long time ago. But I still remember the first episode.
Oh, cool.
I got myself an autographed copy from the entire cast.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. That's gotta be worth a fortune.
That's what they're always telling me.
Oh, what are you gonna do with it?
Oh, just keep it.
Wow.
It's worth more to me than money. Lots of fond memories.
Oh, man, Willie, you have had all kinds of adventures.
Well, I ain't done yet, kid.
All right.
Liz and Three Toes Willie played a total of 6 games that morning. Granny Gecko gave Liz the option of going home at lunchtime, but Liz decided to stay and went fishing in the Shady Knolls Pond with Willie instead.
Hey, kids. Easter is coming soon. And do you know the story of Easter and what Jesus did for you? This month's giveaway is a craft that helps you retell the Easter story to friends and family. Just go to kidscorner.net and click on the activities button to download the KC Popsicle Puppets Easter story. Color each character, then cut each one out and glue them to popsicle sticks. Print out the background to prepare your stage so that you can put on a show and perform the Easter story. We've even provided a script for you to use to help you tell the story. And when you're done, explore the Miracle of Easter episode, now available to listen to or download at kidscorner.net. The KC Popsicle Puppet Easter Story, a great craft and a great way to share God's big story in this Easter season.
Liz spent the next 3 days at Shady Knolls hanging out with Willie. They fished, played ping pong, watched old movies, and Willie even taught Liz how to ride down the banister railing without getting hurt.
I can't believe how much fun I've had with you Three Toes.
I've been having a pretty good time myself. Let me ask you something. Why haven't you ever come around here before?
Oh, you know what, to be honest, I was just scared. I thought this place was full of creepy old people.
Well... you got the old part right, but creepy? What's creepy about us?
Oh, nothing. I don't think you're creepy anymore.
But why did you?
Well, I guess I was scared because y'all look different. You know, all the wrinkly skin and stuff like that.
Yeah, that scares me sometimes, too. Especially when I don't have my glasses on. But what you have to remember, Liz, is that we were just like you not too long ago.
You were?
Yep. Young, full of life, wow, and scared of old lizards. Say, I'd like to introduce you to my wife.
Oh.
Would you like to meet her?
Sure, that'd be great.
Follow me. Her room's just down the hall.
Okay.
Liz and Willie walked to the end of the corridor and stopped outside of a room.
My beautiful bride's right inside.
Cool.
Hello there, sweetheart.
Liz couldn't believe it. It was the very same room he had accidentally peered into when he was looking for Granny that first day. The one with the old gecko lady who was hooked up to all those tubes.
Wait, this is your wife?
Yes. She can't talk anymore. But I understand what she's thinking by looking into her eyes. When we were younger, she could cut a rug dancing. We even won our fair share of dance contests.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. Wow. I thought she was the most beautiful desert flower I'd ever seen. I still do.
I'll bet you were pretty handsome yourself, Willie.
Well, now that you mention it, I was rather dashing. Isn't that right, sweetie? We better go now and let her rest. I'll be back to check in on you later, honey.
And, Willie, I didn't know that was your wife.
Yep. Been married 52 years now.
Wow.
Love her more now than when we first met.
That's awesome.
Say, Liz.
Yeah?
I got a great idea.
What?
Can't believe I didn't think of it before.
What? What is it?
How would you and your friends like to come over to Shady Knolls tomorrow...
Okay.
...and get a martial arts lesson from a real live ninja gecko?
Oh, no way! You know a ninja gecko?
Sure do!
Oh, wow!
I'll ask him to show up tomorrow and give you guys a lesson.
Oh, Willie, that would be awesome!
Get together as many friends as you can.
Okay.
We'll meet here tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock sharp.
9 o'clock, all right. And you promise a ninja gecko will be here?
Ninja's honor.
Yeah!
Liz, Maury, Spike, and Lucille all showed up at precisely 9 o'clock the next morning, but no one was there to meet them.
Hey, Liz.
What?
If you hadn't already noticed, there's no one here.
Yeah. Spike, I can see that. Thank you.
But you said 9 a.m.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Maybe my watch is fast.
Nope, I calculate mine every night.
Oh, that
it
figures.
Is exactly 9 a.m. Precisely 9, unequivocally.
Thank you, Maury.
So do you think maybe he forgot?
I don't know.
Maybe Liz just made it up.
Hey, yeah. He will be here, okay? Willie promised he'd be here.
Then, without warning, a masked ninja figure dropped from above, landing smack dab in the middle of the group of lizard friends.
With a Zowie, where'd you come from?
Yeah. I've been listening to your conversation.
What?
But you just poof appeared out of nowhere.
That was amazing. I most certainly did not see that coming, Mr. Ninja Man.
Excuse me, sir, but we're here for our ninja lessons.
Very good. Line up and we shall begin.
Hey, you guys, wait for me.
Skink, what are you doing here?
Well, somebody informed me that a real ninja gecko was giving some lessons.
Well, yeah, but we didn't call
you're
you.
You're welcome to join us.
Oh. Don't mind if I do.
All right.
The ninja gecko spent an hour teaching the kids different punches, kicks, and moves. Everyone was very impressed, especially Skink.
Next, I'm going to show you how to break a board with your bare hands.
Excuse me, but that sounds painful.
Oh, come on, Maury.
Before we break boards, we must go over the ninja honor code.
Oh, okay.
Who knows the code?
The code.
We're supposed to know it?
Hey, you bunch of knuckleheads. The ninja code is always tell the truth, always defend the weak and innocent, and always respect your elders.
Very good.
What?
How did you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got all the Ninja Gecko comic books, and I've watched every episode at least twice.
Oh.
Who would have thunk that Skink like Ninja Geckos?
Yeah.
Yeah, most kids say they're just for babies.
Yeah? Well, I'd like to see the lizard that says that to my face.
I think they're cool. Real cool.
Yeah.
All right. Who knows what it means to respect your elders?
Well, it means to listen to and be kind to people that are older than you are.
Yeah, but that obviously doesn't include the really old lizards, like the ones that live here at Shady Knolls.
Why not?
Because they're all washed up.
Oh, come on, Skink. They're not as old as you think they are.
Yeah, right. Not one of them could do stuff like this here Ninja Gecko.
Wow.
If I find an old lizard that lives here and can break your board, will that change your mind?
Oh, cool. Yeah.
No problem. I got nothing to worry about.
That'd be awesome.
Liz and Spike,
hold
this large board.
Oh, dude, okay. Right.
Stand back, everyone.
Okay. Oh, man.
Hey!
Yeah, but that doesn't prove a thing. If you recall, I said it had to be one of the old lizards that lives here.
The ninja untied his black mask and removed it from his face, all at once revealing that he was really...
Really?
But you're, like, old.
Wow.
Really old.
That's what they keep telling me.
So how did you do all those ninja moves?
Yeah.
Years of practice.
Wow.
Old people aren't supposed to be able to do that.
Skank.
You're supposed to slow down and get all tired like.
Well,
it's true. You do slow down when you get older, but it doesn't mean you're helpless and useless.
Oh, you are just awesome, Three Toes Willie.
Whoa, Three Toes Willie?
Yeah.
Did you just call him Three Toes Willie?
Yeah.
The very Three Toes Willie that was one of the original Ninja Geckos on TV.
What?
One in the same.
Wow, that is so awesome.
Oh,
so that's what you meant when you said you knew a Ninja Gecko.
Well, I thought I'd surprise you.
Boy, did you ever.
Three Toes spent the rest of the afternoon teaching the young lizards many of the ninja moves that made him famous and kept him in such good shape.
Liz!
Hi-ya!
Spike!
Hi-ya!
Lucille!
Hi-ya!
Skink!
Hi-ya!
Maury!
Hi-ya! Weekazowie, that hurts!
Granny!
Hi-ya!
Oh, kids, it looks like you've been having a good time.
This is awesome.
Well, I'm so sorry to say, but it is time for you to throw your bikes in my pickup, and I'm sorry, but it's time for me to deliver you back home.
Oh, Granny, do we have to?
Well, I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, how about teaching us just one more ninja move, Mr. Three Toes?
Yeah, come on.
Don't worry, I'll be here tomorrow. You can all come back and visit.
Oh, we'd really like that.
Yeah, okay, we'll see you tomorrow, Mr. Ninja Gecko, sir.
Okay, see you then.
All right, bye, Willie.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Three Toes.
I'll see you tomorrow, Willie.
Liz gave Willie a kimono dragon-sized hug.
Oh, and Willie?
Yes?
I'm really glad we're friends.
Are you now?
Yeah.
Even a creepy, wrinkly, gray-haired old codger like me?
Yep, even an old codger like you.
Me too, son. I'm certainly glad we're friends, too.
Good.
The young lizards learned some amazing ninja moves, but they also discovered that there's a lot to learn about old folks. Liz was no longer scared of visiting nursing homes. In fact, he truly enjoyed spending time with Willie and all the other wonderful lizards and geckos he had met there. Skink changed his mind about what old folks are capable of doing. Lucille enjoyed hearing all the fascinating stories that Three Toes had to tell. Spike thought it was pretty cool that an old gecko could teach him how to break boards with bare hands. And Maury realized that he too loved the taste of lime green jello. In the Bible, Proverbs 20, verse 29 says, "The glory of the young is their strength. The gray hair of experience is the splendor of the old." And in Proverbs 22, verse 17, it says, "Pay attention and listen to the sayings of the wise." So how about you? Is there some elderly person in your life who might just turn out to be a wonderful new friend? If you listen, you may be surprised to find how much fun you can have together. And maybe, just maybe, you could learn a thing or two.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Doug and Melissa Timberlake. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.